Now, he had severe diabetes, and he was confined to a wheelchair. But thanks to Mr. Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh Flight Museum, in 2018, they did a weekend show about the 606, and there are other E-models there, and it's a great place. If you ever get to Texas around Dallas, go to the Kavanaugh Flight Museum and visit. It was well worth your time. So we had this show. Jack, in his wheelchair, with diabetes, rented a van and drove 3.5 hours from Round Rock to Dallas to sit in the hangar, and we could tell the story one time about how we got those airplanes out of there. And then he drove back, and in late 2018, his dialysis machine failed him, and he went into hospice, and he passed. So the Adderholt is gone, Charlie Day is gone, Drummond's gone, and I'm it, and I'm not looking to leave. So that's it.
Ken? All of this was happening when you were in grade school. What is it like for you to sit here and know him and work with him now, fly this airplane? What's this experience like for you?
That is hard to put into words. You know, I built models of Sky Raiders as a boy. I read about these guys, and now to be friends with them and to share in this history, it's really hard to put into words. The airplane is just a joy to fly, and to get to know someone like Roger and Goldie and Cliff, to know the history that you're carrying with you. I made the analogy, and not to be too touchy-feely, but you're flying the airplane and you just feel like you have hundreds of eyes looking over your shoulder, because you're carrying, if this airplane could talk, you know, the missions it flew, the people it saved, and I'm sure there were certainly heartbreak missions where things didn't work, and that's war. But to be able to honor the Vietnam veterans now, their recognition's a little overdue, and the fact that we're able to show the airplane in its original colors, tell the story, and have Roger here tell it from the horse's mouth, it's history. If we don't remember our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
Amen. And once again, here is Roger and his colleagues and thousands, tens of thousands over a couple of hundred years, millions of Americans have put their lives on the line so we could be here and live the way we do today. So gratitude to all of you, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.
So Sam Bass, who's a 50-year safe flyer with his tens of thousands of hours. And by the way, Ken has almost 20,000 hours, too, as a pilot. Sam's going to come out and talk with these guys about the airplane. John, thank you for being with us there. John
Cliff. So, John Ralston.
Sam, take over.
Yes, sir. Hello. We're here. Tell us a little bit about the design of the airplane. What was its purpose when it was designed?
Well, as we alluded to earlier in the presentation, at one point we thought we were going to have to invade the home islands of Japan. And so the airplane was designed to replace the Dauntless dive bomber. And the Sky Raider, and I think the Bearcat, both to me are the pinnacle of the World War II technology. People that know antique airplanes know that the gear handles aren't always in good spots and whatnot. There's no ergonomics. But this airplane has a lot of ergonomics. They actually sent Douglas representatives out in the Pacific and asked pilots and mechanics, what do we need to do with this next new airplane to make it user-friendly and pilot-friendly?
Well, what is the hours when we're talking about range, not in distance, but in hours, loitering range, for instance?
The internal fuel on the airplane is 380 gallons, and if you just want to use a round number of 100 gallons an hour, that's 3.8 hours to flame out on internal fuel. And then these drop tanks that you see here are each 150 gallons, so that you can add increments in range. You know, the airplane empty is about 12,500 pounds, but the gross is 25,000 pounds. So it, in essence, can carry its own weight in stuff, which you can divvy up between ordnance and fuel. So not uncommon for missions in Vietnam to go out to the 8-hour mark if need be.
Well, speaking of armament, What is the armament on this airplane? Of course, I'm sure it varies depending on its mission, but what's typical armament for it?
In Vietnam, of course, the 420-millimeter cannons in the wings, and they typically carried also a 7.62 minigun, which is a replica here on the stub pylon. They also carried a lot of cluster munitions, which are the kind of the equivalent of grenades all packed into dispensers, white phosphorus bombs, rockets for both marking and high explosives. And then, of course, it could carry hard bombs, napalm, mines, rescue kits. The beauty of the airplane is if it would hang on there, it could carry it.
Well, of all of these that are built, how many do you think are still flying?
The number is less than 20. I don't recall the exact, but there are less than 20 flying. Of the H model here, only two fly in the world, and it's thanks to Roger Youngblood that the airplanes were saved. The J model, which was the last version, none fly.
Okay, how about flying the airplane? Now, of all the airplanes you've flown, you've got a vast knowledge here of airplanes you've flown in the Air Force and in the airlines. How does this compare?
I'd love flying this airplane. It's such an honest, stable machine. Back in the day with the high-octane fuels, the manifold pressure was limited at 56 inches. Today, with 100-octane, we're limited to 49, and we applied across-the-board limit, actually a 45, just for engine longevity. However, we fly the airplane with no armor and no armament, so I think the way it handles on reduced power and reduced weight is probably somewhat similar to what it was like in combat. Very stable, very well harmonized. Amazing what the designers did. Well, here we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, all done with slide rules. And again, what an amazing thing that the engineering minds of America did. They decided to put hydraulic assist ailerons in, but manual elevator and rudder, yet the whole airplane just feels just easy and naturally harmonized.
Well, thanks to the Cavanaugh Museum, now you get to fly this around the country. You as an individual, what does it mean to you to be able to present this to the public?
It's a lot. As a quick aside, when we decided to repaint the airplane and put it in its accurate colors, I went in search of experts, with the quotation marks, experts to help me confirm the fonts of the stencils and all this other stuff. And I found out that there really weren't any. So what do they say, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And I became the Sky Raider expert on that. So to be able to be a conduit to history, to get to know Roger personally, and to be able to help relate the stories, share it with the public, and in particular because Vietnam, America was wanted to put all things Vietnam behind it. And in the years since Desert Storm, we've done such a better job of embracing the Vietnam veterans and the Vietnam era to make sure that as citizens, we don't forget the price of freedom.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for your info. And I'd like to add right here that Roger Youngblood has some pictures, and they're all about the Sky Raider. And if you'll see the building over here, it says Warbird Merchandise. He'll be over here right after the end of this, and he has given these pictures away, and he's signing them for you. It's going to be quite an honor for you to get that. There's also, we have a large selection of books and memorabilia over there for the Warbirds. Speaking of the Warbirds, you don't have to be a member to be out here, obviously, and you don't have to have a Warbird to be a member of the Warbirds. So we'd love to have you in here, and we'll share our what little knowledge we have. And thank you all for coming. The challenge coins we have here, where is Kyle? Oh, there she is, the beautiful lady with the straw hat. We have challenge coins for all of our veterans that are in the audience here, and Kyle will give you one. They're donated by the Fagan Fighter World War II Museum. And thanks all you people for coming. We really do appreciate it.